We have to be awake. And awake means we have to have sati. Sati is knowing whatever is going on in the citta. Every thought that comes in, every memory comes in, every feeling that comes in. If we can't catch everything, then we can't correct things. So we have to train the sati. And how do we train the sati? We train it through our practice of samadhi, concentrating on the breath or concentrating on the putto, sitting comfortable. The left hand is in the right hand, And then we close our eyes and then we determine, okay, now I stay for the next 45 minutes or for the next hour, for the next 3 hours with the Buddha. And whatever comes into the mind that is not the Buddha are the kilesas. And then we start to see, the power of the kilesas or the work of the kilesas. Everything, you understand that? Everything that is not the Buddha, or everything that is not the attention on our breath, is coming from the kilesas, because in the beginning, and that's why it's so important, when we sit down and close our eyes, put our left hand into the right hand, sit comfortable, cross-legged or half lotus or full lotus, and then we decide for the next 45 minutes, or for the next hour, or for the next 3 hours, we stay with the Buddha or we stay with the breath. And whatever is not the breath or whatever is not the Buddha comes from the kilesa. And there we see, how they work. They're constantly coming. They say, this is important, that is important, now it hurts, now I should. And when you're in the beginning, when you determine to sit in samadhi, you determine, 3 hours or 45 minutes and 1 hour or 1 hour, and you don't get up 1 minute before this hour. It's enough, Oh, it was only half an hour. No, you don't get up 1 minute or 1 second before the time has expired, or has passed. It's very important, in the beginning we need this, we need this kind of self-discipline. Otherwise, whenever something is going wrong or not comfortable or not to our liking, we just get up, or we change the position. And during the time, we don't change position. Everyone who has practiced for a while knows, if you change a position, after 40 minutes you change a position for the first time, you will change the next time in the position after 5 minutes, and then after 2 minutes, after 1 minute, and then you give up. That's what is normally happening. Once they convince you to change a position because it's so hurtful, but when we get up, where is the pain? Why is there only pain when we do samadhi? Why is there no pain when we watch a movie or when we listen to music or when we read a book? Or when we think about this or daydream about this or that? Why is there no dukkha? Ask yourself. When you get up there, suddenly the dukkha is gone. Avijja is a magician, he takes his hat, and takes out a rabbit out of his empty head, he takes our body and puts some pain into it, and we have to understand that. So the important thing, please remember this, when you sit down, you determine, and the same thing for investigation, For the investigation in the beginning, be it body investigation, you determine, you go through the body and determine which object am I concentrating on. And once you know the object that you're concentrating on, say, for the next 40 minutes or 45 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hours, I will stay on this object and not leaving this object. And then you stick to your timetable, no matter if the pain is excruciating or not. And when you're in samatha, you can investigate. What is pain? I mean, I explained it so often, you know. I mean, how to examine, you know, what is pain. But the important thing is, you know, that we don't give in. Yeah? Then when we when we determine ourselves, you know, to sit for an hour, then we sit for an hour and not 1 second less. Yeah? Otherwise we get, you know, we get into a slur. Huh? And yeah, okay, yeah, and it's enough, you know. Huh? Well, once, you know, I mean, once you can meditate for hours, then you don't need to do this anymore. Yeah? Once the mind gets calm, you know, easily and can concentrate on an object, then you don't need to do it. But in the beginning, it is essential. Yeah? And also, you know, also when you do it, you know, notice, you know, whatever is not the Buddha, whatever is not the object that I determined to stay focused on is coming from the kilesas. Oh, my heart is on fire. No, you are on fire, yeah? The kilesas are on fire because they don't have any time to play. Yeah? That's why they produce this pain. And that's why the pain, the moment you give in to the command of the kilesas, the pain is gone. Huh? Very easy. Huh? I mean, see for yourself. Yeah? And I mean, you have to experience it. And only probably the only one-time experience is not enough. You have to experience 10 or 15 or 20 times. Yeah. But, you know, be aware of the process that is going on. So get up and see, you know, the pain is gone. Yeah? And then ask yourself, you know, I mean, how is that possible? If you cut your, you know, if you break your leg, or if you cut your hand, or if you cut something, you know, and the blood is coming out, it hurts. No matter if you're sitting, standing, or whatever you're doing. Hmm? So if it would be really physical pain, you know, I mean, you would hurt, you know, even if it stands up. If, yeah, the kilesas tell you, I mean, I break my legs if I continue sit like that, yeah? And then you get up, you know, and none of your legs has been broken, yeah? I mean, it's completely okay. Hmm? They fool you into thinking this, yeah? And then you just say, you curse, give in. That's why it is so important, you know, in the beginning that we determine what is my object, yeah? And if the mind is not easily calmed down, then you can use put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? Until the mind gets so calm that it does not want to stay on two objects, then it stays on the object that remains, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. But even in this case, you know, whatever is not the Buddha or the breath, you know, is coming from the kilesas, and we should not give in. I mean, this is our training. Yeah? How can you resist the kilesas if you constantly, you know, give in to the kilesas? We have to resist them. Yeah? We cannot give in to them. And we have to see, we have to understand, yeah? We have to understand how they work. And the best thing is, just to take 1 hour of meditation and just look, okay, now I'm staying with the Buddha, you know, whatever comes in are the kilesas. And then you start to slowly understand how the kilesas are working, how they are going to draw your attention out, yeah? And it's all important, you know. Oh, that's a great idea, you know. Tomorrow I do 6 hours of walking, yeah. But today, you know, I'm so tired. Ne? That's not going to work. They promise you. I mean, they promise you the heaven on earth, yeah. And what they give you is the hell on earth, yeah. I mean, we fall for it. We fall for its tricks because, I mean, all our life, you know, I mean, we didn't know better, you know. I mean, everyone, you know, I mean, including myself, you know, we didn't know better in the beginning. So, I mean, of course we believed, you know, whatever I think, it is me, it's mine. Whatever I feel, it is me, it is mine. And that this body is me and mine. Yeah, I mean, that's how we trained. That's how we brought up. Yeah, because we are not brought up as Buddhists, you know. We don't go when we are 2 or 3 years old, you know, to the temple and listen to the desanas of our Thai meditation master. Yeah, because then we would probably know from the beginning of our life that there are certain things that are not me, not mine, and not myself. And that includes feeling, that includes the body, that includes, you know, thoughts and memories. Yeah? That's it. Yeah. So I mean, take my advice. You know, you really have to. I mean, now it is only one month left. You know, in the pansar, Take the time. Yeah, don't dilly dally around. Would it be a pity? Yeah, I mean, at the moment it is still quiet. Yeah. Probably after the pansar we don't have a lot of work to do. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, we nearly finished everything, you know, last year or this year. Yeah. So we can still go on practicing and practicing and practicing. Yeah, I mean, the moment you get up, you know, and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, please. Yeah. Or go to bed, you know, at 1 or 2 o'clock. Yeah, and then get up at 5 o'clock. Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know. Because this is the university, yeah? We can choose our time, you know. Some people want to sleep during the day because it's so hot, you know, but then the practice all through the night. Huh? Other people like to practice during the day, you know, and late into the night and sleep, you know. But actually, you know, when you look at it, you know, I love to practice around 1 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the morning. Because, I mean, the elements are very quiet and it is very easy to concentrate. Yeah? Because most of the people sleep at that time, yeah? So the energy is quiet. And then at 3 o'clock, you know, I mean, you notice at 3 o'clock in the morning it starts, you know, I mean, there will be this perturbance, yeah? Or there's this disturbance, yeah, coming up, and the later it gets, you know, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you know, the more this disturbance comes up, yeah. And of course it will affect us. How can it not affect us? Everything affects us. The weather affects us, yeah. I mean, thunder and lightning affects us, you know, rain affects us, you know. I mean, we are not a... weatherproof, we don't have a weatherproof body, you know. I mean, our body is a lot of air, you know, everything goes through us, yeah. So remember this, yeah. And put some effort, yeah. I mean, and the important thing is, you know, to train the sati, yeah. So, that is the first thing, you know. I talked about the determination to sit for an hour and to stay with the Buddha, or stay with the breath, or stay with Buddha in breath. Yeah? And then to know each Buddha. Is it long? Is it short? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Huh? Is it the beginning of the Buddha? Is it the end of the Buddha? Because that develops sati. I don't know how often I talk about this. But it's important, this knowingness. Listen, knowingness. Know about the object that we observe. That is what is called sati. Yeah? It knows what is happening. It knows if the Buddha is long. It knows if the breath is deep. It knows if the breath is shallow. Or it knows if the Buddha is at the beginning, is the Buddha at the end, is the new Buddha coming? Or is it the space between one Buddha and the next Buddha? But there our laziness comes in. Oh, Buddha, 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 Buddha. And why we do this? Buddha, 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 Buddha. You know, I mean, there are so many thoughts running in the background of our head, yeah? But if we force, you know, ourselves to know, you know, if the Buddha, is the Buddha slow? Is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha, yeah, deep? Or if it, is the Buddha shallow? Yeah, or the same with the breath, same things, yeah? Then we force ourselves to be attentive, every moment. And that fosters sati. Huh? Is it clear? Huh? But it's difficult because we don't like, you know, because the moment we get a little bit calm, we just want to stay, you know, with this calmness, yeah? That's why we don't want to foster this sati, you know, and if we don't, you know, I mean, we cannot do really good investigation. Because we need this sati, we need this steady light, yeah? We need this steady flashlight, yeah? That doesn't go off, you know, instantly when we put it onto something. We need a steady flashlight in order to see what is going on. So, for instance, if we investigate Dukkha Vedana, I mean, the flashlight has to be there all the time. So our sati has to be all the time on the point of the pain, or on the area of the pain. And then start, you know, while our attention is on the area of pain or the point of pain, then asking the question. But stay, you know, stay and see, you know, you ask the question and see what is happening. Huh? And it's the same thing, you know, I mean, if we see what is happening with the breath, if it is low, if it is the beginning, is it the middle, is it the end, you know, is the in-breath turning into the out-breath, and what is happening between the in-breath and the out-breath? Huh? It just passes by, you know. I mean, we find some nice calm, you know, and the breath is going smoothly in, smoothly out, yeah. But we don't know. So we don't develop the sati. We don't develop this knowingness about the object that we observe. Huh? This is something that has to be ingrained, yeah, in your heart. We have to know, whenever we put our attention on an object, yeah, be it an object of investigation or be it the object of calm, we have to know, we have to be attentive and know everything that happens with this object that we observe or that we put our attention on. Otherwise, we will never find the culprit. Yeah? We never will find out the tricks of avijja. We'll never find out, you know, how the kilesas are fooling us constantly. Huh? Understood? I need to put a lot of energy, you know, in talking to you, you know. I mean, after all these years, you know, it should be clear by now, huh? That we have to develop this knowingness, huh? Understood? Any questions? Okay, then. Now, if no questions, then we can... Stop. Understood? Huh? Ah, there's something that I want to tell you, yeah? I mean, I see, you know, the Namron is now a coffee bar that is open 24 hours. It is open after the meal and at Panam. Yeah? Not whenever we feel like, ah, I need a coffee, you know, we just go there. Huh? So there's no hot water except for in the morning, you know, after the meal there's hot water for coffee. Not before the meal, not before Pindar Bar. Yeah? 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 Here we go, you know, I mean, it's the same thing, you know. We go whenever we like to, yeah? Oh yeah, I need a coffee, you know, and then we make a break, and then we make another break, and then we make another break, and we don't get anywhere. Huh? Understood?